I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. North Korea today released a South Korean engineer who'd been detained since March. This comes 1 week after the Pyongyang government in North Korea pardoned two American journalists, Laura Ling and Yuna Lee, after the personal intervention of former U.S. President Bill Clinton. Jason Strother has more now from Seoul.
Pyongyang says Yoo Sung-jin, an engineer at a jointly operated industrial park in Kaesong, North Korea, insulted the nation's leadership and tried to convince a female co-worker to defect to the South, which in turn got him locked up. Mr. Yoo didn't have a lot to say today after he was finally allowed to cross back over the 38th parallel. He thanked the South Korean government and his employer, Hyundai, whose chairwoman won his release. In just 1 week, North Korea went from bellicose to benevolent. After months of fierce rhetoric, missile launches, and a nuclear test, the Kim Jong-il regime rolled out the red carpet for Bill Clinton, pardoned two Americans and Yoo for crimes that would get most North Koreans sent off to a gulag. Some analysts believe this is Pyongyang's way of showing that it's not so bad after all. Daniel Pinkston is with the International Crisis Group in Seoul.
There have been a number of signs that North Korea is now ready to engage the outside world again, and it seems to indicate that there has probably been some resolution of this, the internal dynamics, whatever was going on.
Pinkston is referring to reports that Kim Jong-il has chosen his youngest son as his successor and that the dear leader may be suffering from pancreatic cancer. But other observers say worrying about those internal factors is a waste of time.
I don't really understand why the hell the people are paying attention to the health of Kim Jong-il.
Moon Chung-in lectures in politics at Seoul's Yonsei University. He says Pyongyang's foreign policy is set, no matter who is at the helm. It wants to improve relations with its neighbors, but is waiting for Washington to open up that dialogue one-on-one.
What North Korean leadership thinks about is very simple and straightforward. They believe that if there's improved Washington-Pyongyang ties, then Seoul-Pyongyang ties will automatically improve.
Does South Korea matter to North Korea?
There is no trade-off between Washington-Pyongyang ties and Seoul-Pyongyang ties. They are complementary.
Moon says last week's release of the American journalists and you today present a great opportunity for all three nations to re-engage. But both Washington and Seoul say the pardons don't win Pyongyang any points in regards to the main problem, its nuclear weapons program. The office of South Korea's president, Lee Myung-bak, issued a statement today saying that its North Korea policy remains consistent. That means no aid, and other inter-Korean ventures, like the seaside Mount Diamond Resort, remain closed until Kim Jong-il abandons his nuclear ambitions. Timothy Savage, deputy director of the Nautilus Institute's Seoul branch, says this could be a mistake.
If North Korea does move ahead with improving relations with the U.S. and does move ahead with talks with the U.S. on the nuclear issue, that South Korea doesn't get left out of the bargain. If South Korea is too adamant about sticking to its guns and doesn't rebuild some sort of relationship, some sort of ongoing projects with the North, there's a very good chance that they could end up sidelined, and that would not be in South Korea's own interest.
But so far, the Obama administration seems set on keeping South Korea in the loop on any changes in policy toward Pyongyang. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul, South Korea.